Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I'm so excited about the things that we've learned so far these 2 days. I believe you have been blessed so far. I still have some more to share with you concerning the 2 kinds of sins. So this is the part 3 of the 2 kinds of sins. You know, when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he says that Christ was made sin. Jesus was made sin, who knew no sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus took on the sin of man, that sin that leads to death. So he died for all of humanity, so that all of humanity can live once again to God. Hallelujah. Now, go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. It says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. What does it mean to be born of God? To be born of God means to be born again. How are you born again? You are born again by receiving Jesus Christ, the Lord and personal Savior. If you are not born again today, I think you should receive Jesus Christ, the Lord and personal Savior. Just receive him into your heart. Say, I receive you, Lord, into my heart. I declare I'm born again right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So he says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. He says he does not. For his seed, what seed is that? The seed of God, the seed of the life of God, the seed of eternal life, the seed of righteousness is in him. It says, remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he's born of God. So you cannot sin. What kind of sin is that? The sin that leads to death, you see. Now, go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 16, where we read the last time, the very first day. This was where we found out about the 2 kinds of sins. You see, it says, if any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death. There's a sin not unto death. You see, sometimes, as a born-again believer, you do wrong things. You do certain wrong things. You do many wrong things, in fact. There are so many believers who do many wrong things. Sometimes you hit your head against the wall. You sin here and there, you see. So it's like, what is the meaning of all that is being said? Is it that all that is not sin? That is sin as well. But it's a sin that does not lead unto death, you see. Because let me read it again to you. It says, if any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask. That person shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death. You see, so when you ask for the sin that does not lead to death, how do you know that you are not sinning a sin that is not unto death? The one that leads to death is taken away by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior. So look at the rest of the scripture. It says, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. The sin that leads to death cannot be prayed for. You can't be prayed for it. You see, the one that leads to death, you have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior for it to be taken care of. Because Jesus has taken care of it. You don't need to go to hell because Jesus has died. But when you are born again, you may do something wrong. Jesus has made provision for that one too. He says that if any man sees but a sin that does not lead to death, because that sin does not lead to death, that sin is not going to take you to hell for you to die eternally or for you to die spiritually, you see. But that sin can prevent you from going on and leading the life that God has called you to live. But he says you can ask. He says he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin unto death. Now, it's even elaborated some more in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. When you go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he says that if we confess our sins, he begins from verse 8 by saying, okay, let me read from verse 7. It's so nice from verse 7. He says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Meaning that as you are walking in fellowship with the Lord, okay, he says the blood of Jesus Christ automatically cleanses you from all sin. What sin is he talking about? From all sins that do not lead to death. Do you understand? The sins that you do as a believer. But if you walk in fellowship with him, because you've been called into fellowship with him, if you walk in fellowship with him, he takes care of the sin that does not lead to death. Hallelujah. Then he goes on and says, but if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. What sin is he talking about here? He's still talking about the sin that does not lead to death. You see? Then he says, if we confess our sins, he's writing to believers. And I told you that if you become a believer, that sin that leads to death is taken away. So he cannot be talking about the sin that leads to death. He's talking about the sin that does not lead to death. He says, if we confess our sins, our wrongs, our faults, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So all you need to do is to confess. What does it mean to confess? It means to admit, to name and admit. So let's say I stole something as a believer. I'm not a thief, but I stole something as a believer. What do I do? Because the Spirit of God will convict me from within that what you did was wrong. What should I do? I should just confess to the Lord. Father, I just sinned. I just stole something. I confess to you. Please forgive me. I pick up forgiveness for myself in Jesus' name. Thank you for cleansing me from all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. And if possible, return that thing that you stole. Hallelujah. Then you are free. Is that not wonderful? Go to 1 John chapter 2. All these things are described in 1 John. It's so nice. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 1 to verse 2. He says, my little children, these are people who are born again. And he calls them my little children. You see, because we are accustomed to sinning. He says, my little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. What is he talking about? He's talking about the sin that does not lead to death. And if any man sin, if any of the brethren sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he says, and he is a propitiation for our sins. Or he's the mercy seat for our sins. You see, he's the one who has sacrificed once for sins. and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. So if you sin, the sin that does not lead to death. As a born-again believer, you may sin the sin that does not lead to death. If you do something wrong, you are not going to die. God is not going to put you to hell. Be confident in God. God has saved you and you are eternally saved. But if you do something wrong, he gives you a provision. He says, confess your sins, ask for it, and he shall give him life. You shall receive life for it. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for God to forgive you and pick up forgiveness for yourself, because forgiveness is part of the package in the Christian life. You take up forgiveness for yourself, you cleanse, and you are cleansed from all unrighteousness, and you walk in the life of God continuously and consistently in Jesus' name. You are the righteousness of God. I love you very much. Keep living the right life because you are the righteousness of God. God bless you. Bye-bye.